This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Winning the lottery and losing life. That unfortunately sums up the case of Abraham Shakespeare, who won $17 million in the Florida State Lottery. Abraham was illiterate and was giving money away to virtually anyone who asked for it when Doris befriended him and purported to act as his manager. Then, according to the prosecutor, she swindled Abraham out of his money, shot him twice in the chest, buried his body under concrete in her boyfriend's backyard, and embarked on a campaign to convince people he was still alive. After Doris was convicted and sentenced to life in prison, the representative of Abraham's estate decided the Bank of America also bore responsibility. She argued that a branch manager removed Abraham as a signatory and then transferred $500,000 to Doris, accepting $20,000 in return. The bank tried to have the case dismissed, but the court ruled it must go forward for jury trial. As for Abraham Shakespeare, well, as his namesake William once wrote, so may he rest, his faults lie gently on him. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.